Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Fan Friday with Jay and Mickey. Morning, chaps.
Morning, gents.
Morning, boys.
Right, let's start with the Blues. Ross Barkley dominating all the headlines yesterday and today. Ronald Koeman coming out, giving him an ultimatum. 1 week, decide your future. Sign or we'll sell you. Do you like to see your manager go so public with this, Mickey?
If I'm honest, Steve, I probably don't know, but it's just his way, isn't it? You know, he's done it from day one. He stands not messing around. It's a strange one, this, because, you know, when Ross scored his goal a couple of weeks back and he celebrated in front of the Gladys Street, that to me doesn't look like a player that wants to leave this club. That to me looked like a diehard Evertonian who loves the club, who looks like he wants to stay. So, you know, you wonder what's going on with his agent and that. You know, are they trying to play hardball? You wonder whether he's maybe getting badly advised, because, as I say, for me personally, it looks like the lad wants to stay, but, you know, that contract remains unsigned. So, you know, the longer it goes, then, you know, the more uncertain it looks.
Jay, who is he a fit for? If we're talking about Ross wanting to leave, if he did, and we're only reading into this, presumably he'd want to leave for a team that's above Everton or, you know, as ambitious or more ambitious than Everton. So who are these teams that would be interested in Ross Barkley?
I think all the talk's been Tottenham, hasn't it? Tottenham are the side that people have said are interested in him. Maybe they've turned his head a little bit, but I don't really know. I mean, has he been offered $100,000 a week? It seems a lot of money, doesn't it? I don't know where else he'd get that type of money, because if Tottenham are the main team after him, then when you think about it, they don't pay massive wages. I think Harry Kane's their highest earner on $100,000 a week. So to me, it makes no sense. I think he'll sort it out, and I think he will sign a new deal at Everton.
A few callers to the Legends last night suggested, would Liverpool be interested in a Ross Barkley?
No, I mean, I think silly season a couple of years ago, there was talk that when Gerrard was leaving Liverpool, that Liverpool might have gone in for Barkley, but I think he's a different type of player to Gerrard. He's been at Everton far too long now, and I don't think we'll see one of the Nick Barmby days again.
Is it going to get sorted this, Mickey?
You know what, I'm the same as Jay. I think it will. I think it'll probably go down to the wire. I think it's probably a little bit of sort of mind games from his agent. But I just feel as though that, you know, his agent is messing with the wrong guy, with Ronald Koeman, because, you know, Koeman has come out publicly and said, you know, I mean, Koeman's been public in a lot of things with Ross, hasn't he? He's come out and sort of given down the banks when he wasn't playing very well. And he's come out and he said, listen, you know, you've got a week, otherwise you'll be off ski. I do think it will be sorted. I think that, you know, it's a little bit of mind games on both accounts. And as Jay said there, I think hopefully, fingers crossed, it will get sorted. But as I say, the longer it gets, you know, the more worrying it does get.
Evertonians are a little bit split on actually how good he is. For example, here's a tweet from Brian this morning. If Barkley leaves, he's more likely to be a Jeffers or a Rodwell rather than a Wayne Rooney, Mickey.
Yeah, it's strange because I personally don't think Ross has come on the way we were expecting. You know, when he broke onto the scene, he was, you know, he was unbelievable. And, you know, the goal that he scored up there at St. James's Park in Newcastle, where he ran the full length of the pitch and that was the old Ross. Now, I don't feel as though, although he's developed his all-round game, is a lot better. But, you know, them little bits of special magic that he showed, they seem to have gone. And as I say, it's, you know, there was a lot of hype coming, you know, for him. He's a young lad, he's a Scouser, he's a local lad. There's a lot going on in Liverpool. You know, it's well publicised what's been happening as well, you know, in his private life. So it's difficult, isn't it, to understand where his head's at. As I say, it's a toss of a coin for me, Steve. I honestly don't know. I'm hoping, you know, hand on heart, I'm hoping that he stays. But as I say, it's crazy because a lot of the lads already at Goodison, you know, we've just seen Kevin Morales sign a contract. We've just seen Seamus sign a contract. So the boys are getting tied down and it seems to be a good time to be at Everton. So it just makes no sense, really, that this contract's not signed.
Let's have a look at Liverpool. Now, Chelsea could well wrap up the Premier League title tonight. They're at West Brom for Friday night football. Of course, Everton playing as well. But Jurgen Klopp, speaking yesterday, claimed that Chelsea's 14-point advantage over Liverpool flatters them. And going into that a little bit more, he says, look at the games we've played against Chelsea. We're not worse than 14 points or whatever it is at the moment. How close are Liverpool, Jay, to Chelsea?
Well, I mean, I can't say I agree with him because the table doesn't lie. and we've got two games left, and we're, what, 14 points behind them. So I don't really know what he's talking about there. And, you know, some Liverpool fans just live on every single word that Jurgen Klopp says, but let's be brutally honest. If Liverpool don't make this top four this season, it's been a massive failure, and the table doesn't lie. So 14 points is 14 points as far as I'm concerned.
We were a bit more confident last week. I think you gave it a 2-1 scoreline out. I think you were being optimistic given the previous games with Southampton. Yeah. 0-0 it finishes. And it still leaves Liverpool sort of scratching their heads.
Well, it's worrying for me. You look at last weekend, Arsenal beat Man United and everyone thought that was a good result. But really it wasn't, because, you know, even though we put it back in our own hands after our disappointing draw with Southampton, it still gives Arsenal the impetus and they hit form at the right time now, and they got a good win in midweek against Southampton away, which was a bogey ground for them. They hadn't won there since 2003, I think it was. So they've got a bit of momentum. They play Stoke, don't they, on Saturday, which is not an easy game and another place where they've struggled to get victories. But if they do get a win there, then all of a sudden the game against West Ham for Liverpool on Sunday becomes must-win and like a European Cup final to me, Steve.
Well, they've got Stoke, Sunderland, which you'd expect them to win, and Everton, their final game. Mickey, are Everton going to cause Arsenal any problems last day of the season?
If our current form away from home goes by anything, Steve, then I would have to say no.
Right.
We've been really, really, you know, the last couple of games, we've been awful. excuse me. And it does seem that, you know, as Jay said there, Arsenal, you know, typical Arsenal, have run into a bit of form, haven't they, towards the end of the season. So it's looking a bit gloomy there for the Reds, I think. You know, there's a lot of teams that are coming into form, and Liverpool, as I say, have sort of dipped ever so slightly just in the home straight.
Don't write them off just yet. Jay, what are the worries for this West Ham game?
Well, they played well, didn't they, against Tottenham last week. They raised the game for that London derby, a team that they dislike, and basically ended their title hopes. If they can replicate that performance, then it's going to be tough for Liverpool. The only thing I will say, Liverpool's last three away games have registered three victories in games that maybe people thought we wouldn't get a result there against Stoke, West Brom and Watford. So there is hope, but I don't think people are understanding how important this West Ham game is, because if Stoke do end up rolling over for Arsenal, Arsenal get another 3 points, there'll be a point behind us, and then this West Ham game's massive because, let's be honest, Arsenal are going to win their last two games.
It has got that feeling of it all coming down to the final game of the season, hasn't it?
Well, it will do no matter what, I think, now, because, you know, even if Arsenal don't beat Stoke, I think they'll probably get a point, and then it'll all come down to, you know, could potentially be goal difference, couldn't it? And let's be honest, Arsenal have got Sunderland next midweek, which, it's the perfect opportunity for them to get a couple of goals on board, because, you know, they're already relegated side and they're a very poor side, Sunderland. And as you've just said there, the last game of the season, Arsenal are home to Everton. They're not going to want to do us any favours. And as Mickey said as well, regardless of that, their away form's been pretty poor recently.
Mickey, you called it last week. You said they'd be on the beach. The flip-flops were out. It was pretty appalling from Everton.
Yeah, it's been like that since the West Ham game. And obviously we played Chelsea then, we were all right in the first half. But I just thought it was a home banker last week. You know, obviously Swansea fighting for their life, our away form being what it is. And as I say, it's very hard, you know, to sort of motivate players sometimes when, you know, let's face it, we can't go any higher, we can't get any lower, we are going to finish seventh. So sometimes it is hard to motivate players. And as I say, when you've got Swansea there fighting for their lives, you know, it was a no-brainer for me. It's just, you know, we're obviously, the game tonight is going to be a case of, it's the end of the season, and, you know, we want to go into next season with a little bit of momentum. So, you know, it's your last home game of the season. You don't want to be going, you know, on a negative into your new season. So it's important, really, you know, for the fans especially, that that they put a shift in tonight and obviously, you know, do a job on Watford.
Why have we got two Friday night football games, Mickey?
This is mental. Obviously, I know for sort of TV rights, obviously the Chelsea game is live on telly, but I have no idea whatsoever why the Everton Watford game is tonight. Liverpool, obviously, are away, aren't they? So it just makes no sense to me. I don't understand it. It's not on the telly. I have no idea, Steve. I was talking to my mate about it. Maybe just saying, you know, it's one of them where this makes no sense whatsoever. It should be tomorrow.
Jay, do you know the answer to that?
Yeah, I raised a question on Twitter the other day, and apparently Watford are playing against Chelsea on Monday Night Football, so the way it's worked, there's got to be a couple of days gap before they play, so that's the reason why the Everton-Watford game's moved to Friday night.
Very, very strange. Right, just want to pick up on a quick article written by Andy Kelly, the Liverpool editor in The Echo today. The Reds are top of a table, the top of the fair play table, would you believe it, at this stage of the season, Jay?
Yeah, well, I don't think we've had a send-off over this season, and obviously that must factor in bookings as well, so maybe we have been a little bit too nice and we need a few players who are going to dig in and, you know, kick a few people, which Liverpool haven't really got, have they? And we have been a little bit too nice. And look, you know, at the end of the day, it's got to the stage now where we've got two games left. It's in our hands and we've just got to make sure we win them, because if we don't, then we're going to be in the Europa League next season.
That would leave you devastated, wouldn't it?
Well, of course, because I said at the start of the season that, you know, this season's aim for Liverpool has to be minimum aim of getting top four and not having Europe to contend with. You know, for a large part of the season, we've been in the top four, haven't we? We started the season off fantastically well. When we beat Manchester City on New Year's Eve, we were, what, I think was it 4 points behind Chelsea in second place. And let's be honest, 2017's been a little bit of a disaster. We've capitulated. I mean, we've had very good home victories against Spurs and Arsenal and Everton. Even away performances, you'd say, decent getting a point at Old Trafford, decent getting a point at the Etihad, Man City. But then the other games, you know, shocking, the last three home games, Bournemouth, Palace, Southampton, and even go back to the game against Swansea. Just unacceptable, really. And now we shouldn't really be in this position. Top four should be showing up. But, you know, we've got a job to do still. We've got to win these last two games.
Nice one, Jay. What will the score be Sunday?
You know what, I've got to be positive, and, you know, West Ham have got a few players missing, and if it means anything to these players, they've got to stand up and be counted, so I think I'll go for a win. I'll say we'll win 1-0.
He's backed off his 2-1s, Mickey.
Yeah, obviously, as I say, mate, it's our last home game of the season, so it's important that we sign off on a good note, so I'm going to go, hopefully we'll put a bag full past Watford, so I'm going to go for 3-0, Steve, and just a quick plug as well.
Go on.
I'm actually hosting in the Match Day Hub on Spello Lane tonight before the match, so they've got Everton quizzes, there'll be loads going on, and if you want to come down and put a face to the voice, then come and say hello and come and enjoy all what's going on in there tonight.
Excellent, the Match Day Hub host, super stuff, Mickey, go with that one, brilliant stuff, enjoy it.
All the best, boys.
Mickey, Jay, thank you.
Cheers, lads.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.